And so what if it was lunch? Bruh, even
you
if it was
lunch.
Even, she was probably thinking, like, it's daytime. You know,
it'd be more reason why you should lunch outside.
Look cute and take pictures outside.
Damn.
Lunch outside.
They had sex on the sofa.
My name is Kemi John.
And this is Gabriella Akinboye.
Welcome to Brewing Her.
It's season two.
Two, baby.
I'm so excited. We are back again. I know you guys missed
us. Let's do drum rolls.
We missed you guys. You know that somebody actually walked up to me.
Yeah.
I was like, when are you guys coming back? How long are you guys going to take? How many months is the break? I was like, Jesus.
I missed you too, you guys. We missed you.
Guys.
I missed you too.
I mean, you saw me.
I mean, we'd be seeing each other every time.
You saw me.
We were on break, guys, but we were not on break.
We saw each other, basically.
Yeah, we were not on break.
We had this barbecue together, remember? We went for weddings together, so.
No, let's talk about it. Let's catch them up a little bit. About what we've been doing in our
break.
I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed my break. I enjoyed my rest a lot.
I didn't need to talk this much.
Yeah, I enjoyed my rest.
We've been resting.
I feel like the most work of the podcast is like the getting ready part of it. It's not even the sitting down and just like, oh, let's talk.
What are we wearing?
Yeah.
And then trying to think of topics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I feel like those were the things I didn't miss too much. And I felt like,
but we still had to do
so good. And we were still, every time we see each other, we'll still like talk about, okay, you know, this is the thing we want to talk about in season two. This is what we want to do in season two. So we were still brainstorming.
It wasn't as intense as now that we have started, you know.
Yeah. You know what I like? I like that the first week we just kind of just said nothing.
Yo.
In fact, Bruna did not call me to
play. We didn't even call each other. We were,
we're like, don't talk to me, bruh.
I need a break from you.
It was dope. But it's good to be back, you guys. We're excited to be back. I hope you guys missed us, Sha, because we missed you guys. You. Yeah, yeah.
We're eager. We have stayed longer, but because, you know.
We're like, at the end of the day, as much as, you know, because it gets to a point, you just kind of, okay, now I'm done resting. Let's get back to work. Yeah, it was fun. So you were talking about some of the things that we did in the summer. You want to tell them? Catch them up.
I gained some pounds.
Summer body went
into the drain. There's no summer nobody in this place. Yeah. I gained some pounds because guess what? I ate.
Yeah, it was barbecue.
I went to a wedding. I ate amla.
Amla?
Plenty of amla. And goat's meat. I was enjoying myself. I was busy eating.
A lot of people had weddings this summer.
I know.
A lot of people had weddings this summer. We had like three weddings in June.
There was a time we had two at the same day.
Yeah.
Bro! We had two.
You guys should be communicating with each other. What date is yours? What date is mine?
Exactly, please. Don't be making us run from one wedding to another.
But you know the good thing? Because they didn't know each other.
True.
But the good thing was, funny enough, they didn't know each other.
And it was
but
not far
their
away.
Their wedding venues were very close. We're so really it was close. Helpful for us. But it was a hila balu.
It was. Yeah. And we didn't need to change.
We didn't need to change. We just wore the same thing. But it was fun.
It was.
And then, you know, our friends that got married recently, congratulations to all of you guys. We love you guys and we wish
we
your wedding.
The single ones that are still single. Marriage. Okay.
To get married.
Gary
has turned to the aunties.
Those weddings.
I'll be asking you when is it gonna be? Yeah, she has
you know
to that.
All those are our followers that we know your girlfriend. Oh yeah.
You know I like that about you. Actually, let's talk about that. Gabby is the friend that if she knows your man, she'll be hurrying your man up. That okay, Mr. Man.
I feel like. During your time...
When are you getting married?
Your husband probably was avoiding
you. No, you were one of the people on his blacklist. Do not pick this person's call.
Because like every conversation, I will find a way to be like, when is it going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, when are we planning this thing?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, if you know she's the one, what are you waiting for?
I mean, men, we've talked about it. Men wait for so many reasons, sadly. But sometimes it's too long, I beg.
Exactly.
But
be quick.
For those of you who have actually summed up the courage to do it, congratulations.
We're happy
for you. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I want to talk about some of the juicy gist that happened in the summer. Ha,
let me tell you, we told you people to send us something.
Oh yes, and you guys did. I'm so happy.
First of all, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. But some of the things that some of them we could not even. We'll not put it in this video. Maybe another one.
I think we're going to keep doing more of this, like dilemma videos, and we talk about it. But
you know that best believe we used to watch in Nigeria. Ah, Ikombe.
Stop it!
This is an Ikombe.
Ikombe, like people go through stuff,
bro.
I enjoy it. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes
it gives me an idea of what people are going through.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I actually look at our DMs and our email, and I don't want to read the story. I want to save the reaction for when we come on here and we read it out to them.
I'm sure.
So let's express it together.
It's a lot. I was like, ha.
But please, we encourage you. Keep bringing it.
Honestly,
we want to keep sharing.
It will educate a lot of people. Because I'm pretty sure they are not the only ones going through what they
are going through. Absolutely.
There's somebody else out there that's also going through that. So they need to hear someone's story.
Yeah.
It's just like testimonies, like they say in church.
Yes. You can never tell who your testimony is touching and who is helping. So yeah, absolutely. But before we dive into the dilemmas, let's talk about AMVCA 2024.
Me.
Was it 2024? Yeah, AMVCA 2024.
Well, you wish, yeah, you did.
You know, sometimes I forget dates. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I forget dates.
Me?
AMVCA 2024.
Their dressing was all right. The only person, or well, one
was
person.
Was all right.
Wait, now let me finish. It was all right. It was good.
Okay.
The one person that I feel addressing kind of like threw me off was Tatcha.
Oh.
What's all that corset in the shoulder, in the hand?
Yeah. But no, a lot of people wore good dresses. I'm not even going to lie.
The person that shocked me was Uche Montana.
I don't know what happened this year. Everybody just brought their game on. I'm not going to lie.
I think this is Uche's first time.
Oh, really?
I think so. And she did not go to
play. No, she did not disappoint.
Naturally, I already liked Uche.
She did not disappoint.
She now showed up looking like a snack.
I'm not going to lie. She did not disappoint. I'm very happy that that's happening, because it kind of it puts them on the same par. Not the same par, but like at least we're getting there. Mm-hmm. With like, you know, Oscars. Yeah, you know.
Yo, they didn't,
Academy they Awards didn't and things like that. It was amazing. I was really happy. Not even because of the dressing alone, but because of the awardees. The people that actually won the awards.
One person that won that I think doesn't deserve to win.
Really? Who?
Is this lawyer guy?
Wasabi? Shut up! Wasabi! Wasabi for life! Wasabi for life, lawyer lie. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He deserved it. What? Do you know what that guy has been doing for this last year and this year?
I don't find him funny.
What?
That's me. Me personally, I don't find him funny.
I'm shook. I'm actually shook.
I actually don't find... I see his videos and I'm like, okay, next. I don't find him funny.
I'm actually shook.
I don't.
Ekwelesa.
I'm telling you.
You do not?
There was one episode of Kiki. Mm-hmm. Kiki is this thing that I watched. And then she brought a lawyer for Mommy Wa, and he was a lawyer. I wasn't laughing.
He was funny in that video. Like, what? Your humor is probably different.
It is.
Barista. Lawyer lie. The lawyer that will be helping you with murder case.
The same way I don't find Lasisi funny.
I do not either.
I don't find Brashadi funny as well.
When he first came, it was funny to me.
It was just
but like Lawyer Lai was so funny. I mean, it's still so funny. Mm-mm. And I really think it deserved that award.
I don't
that,
think
for
so.
Me,
I think there are better people.
Like who? Like people. Who? Who trended like that in 2023?
A lot of them did.
Like who?
Macaroni did.
Macaroni, I thought Macaroni has won before. Has he never won?
I don't know, but I feel he trends a lot.
Yeah, I don't dispute that, but I feel like if he has won before, give room for other people.
No, step up your game.
Wasabi stepped up his game.
Oh, please.
Bruh,
I don't find him
funny. That you become rich in 2 weeks. Bruh, nah, he was funny. He was funny. I'm not gonna lie.
I think he,
for me, for Gabby's humor is different. For my humor, I think he was funny, and I think he deserved it. Aside from Wasabi, let's take away our conversation from, you know, Lai Wasabi. What about other winners?
I'm happy Uncle Wale. Is it Wale? Is that what it's called? I'm
Wale,
happy.
Is it
won.
Wale Ojo or Wale?
Yes,
I can't
Wale
remember.
Ojo,
Wale Ojo.
The,
yeah.
Breath of Life.
Ah, I love that man.
See, he's my uncle.
That
Let
man
me just,
deserved
in the spirit,
the win.
Is my uncle.
He's, I think His award is long overdue.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He deserves more screen time.
You know another person whose award was long overdue? Who? Kehinde Bankole.
Yo.
Kehinde Bankole is one of the best actresses that in Lollywood. Like, I think every she movie deserved I watch of every her, award and more.
Every movie. Is it Sister? Sister?
Sister!
Is it, there's this one about Ankara Adire.
Adire, she won for Adire. I think that's what she won for. No, I think from the days, at least she's been acting movie, obviously, she's been acting movies a long time ago. But since the days of, what's this Kuni Afolayo's movie that she did where they raped her in the movie? Well, they raped her character in the movie. October 1st? October 1? Is that the movie?
October 1.
Bruh! Kehinde Bankole is dope as hell. She like is. I'm not even gonna lie. So she deserved that award.
She's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful. I know she's so beautiful. And even the guy from Breath of Life too. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name, but I know the guy and the girl.
Genevieve too. Yeah. No, they did well. They did well. So congratulations to all the winners, even though they're not probably gonna watch us, but you never know.
And it's probably like probably put this they've forgotten about the award, but still
they deserved it. They deserved it. And I think that this year's AMVCA, the production was really good as well. Like, we were able to stream, right? Or not stream, but at least see it online. Mm-hmm. And the you know, camera quality was so good.
Yeah.
Everybody dressed well. Even the people that gave the awards out, like, they were bringing celebrities back to back, legends. They'd be like, this person's here. This person is here. Yeah. Nah, it was like, a good production.
I saw a video on TikTok, and then this person was saying, like, Ghanaian tailors or Nigerian tailors. I don't know if you saw that video.
First of all, I even hate that comparison too. Like, stop comparing you guys. Like, stop it.
Stop it. But
still, I know what happened that brought up that.
This person was like, don't play with Nigerian tailors.
So what I've heard, and I don't know if you've ever heard this too. Nigeria is about to be the next Paris, Italy, fashion runway vibe, whereby, you know, everybody goes to Italy to get like the best fashion. Everybody goes to Paris to get the best fashion. Well, come to Nigeria. Come to even Ghana as well. Like,
yeah, Ghana, their tailors are actually.
Yeah, come to Africa.
There's this Ghanaian girl that always come for our AMVCA. I can't remember her name.
Is it the person who made Nana's dress?
Is it? I don't know.
So the whole story about Nana, did you hear that one?
I did not want to hear it.
So let me give you guys let's do a little chat before we go. Basically, Nana, right? The actress, I think that was her occupation. I've never even heard of her before, but at least I should have heard of her.
She's always coming from this scandal.
Her dress was beautifully made, right? And since you have not heard this story, let me give you the gist.
Basically,
so this was what happened, right? They made her dress, like, she came up with the beautiful design, everything, and made her dress in Ghana with a Ghanaian tailor, right? A Ghanaian fashion designer. And, you know, they did everything. They bought the pieces from China, did everything. It was a whole expensive dress, right? Mm-hmm. And a whole creativity that went into it.
Yeah.
But because, I don't know what happened to the fashion designer in Ghana, she couldn't come for the AMVCA, I think, to come and style her model, basically, Nana, right? And she had to contact another Nigerian tailor, Izzy Nail. I can't remember if I'm pronouncing her name right. One of the Nigerian tailors, right, that, okay, showed her the 3D thing and everything, how it looked. This is what I want you to do for this Nana woman when she comes to Nigeria, please. And she agreed, right? So she came, brought all the pieces to Nigeria, and then on the day of AMVC, they attached it and all that. So I think the agreement was that Nana asked if the woman wanted to be paid, to sum the whole story up. If the woman wanted her to pay for her service, or she wanted her to tag her, you know, when she posts.
I mean, stuff. Is she not supposed to do both?
I like that you brought that up, because that was my next thing. Even before they dove into the whole detail of the story, in my head, I'm like, why can't you do both, right?
You're supposed to do both, right?
What's wrong with doing both? Like, what's the meaning of get paid or get tagged? I can never understand that anyways. But anyways, to cut the long story short,
see why my spirits did not want to hear before.
But let me update you. This girl, Sha, said, okay, no, don't tag me. Pay me. I think they were supposed to pay her 400,000 for putting pieces together in Nigeria for her. And so Nana paid her. And I think she even gave her tip, Seth. She gave her tip, like, oh, take. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So at the point where she wore the dress, blah, 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 the dress won best dress, was getting all the paparazzi and all that, she didn't tag her, obviously, anymore. This girl was not crying that somebody else is taking her glory when she made the best dress, you know, and they did not tag her. And Nana was like, huh? Why should I tag you when we already decided that I wasn't going to tag you? And plus, you weren't the one that created the dress. You just helped assemble it.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, what's wrong with just saying assembler, isn't he?
Yeah.
Creative director, this, fashion designer, whatever, 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 all those things. Yeah. Like, put it, it's your page. But the point is, though, she had said, don't tag me. So why is that one too crying to be tagged?
First of all, I think that shouldn't be a question.
I agree.
Between payment and tagging, it shouldn't be a question.
I agree.
Because the Ezine girl can also as well take a picture of the dress and put it on her own page and tag Nana.
I agree to that. So, but I think
that shouldn't be a question. But yes, you've already had an agreement. Pay me. You shouldn't cry that they did not tag you.
Exactly. I think that was where I supported the Nana and the Ghanaian tailor and everything.
But I think
the creativity part of it, first of all, you did not create the dress. You just did not even think of the dress. You just assembled the dress together. And I don't think you should have so much investment or entitlement to that dress. Especially if they paid you.
For a portfolio,
what would she say? I made this dress. You didn't make the dress.
I put the dress together.
Well, as an assembler. Then she should have probably just been open to like, tag me as a team. Part of the team members of this dress.
And she wanted the money as
the
well.
The whole dress she wanted. And that's why I don't understand, to agree with you, I don't understand why that should even be a question. Why shouldn't I get paid? Because you tagged me. I don't think that should be an either or situation. But then again, I don't understand Nollywood. I don't understand this fame life. So I don't know how it's things not about are fame, done.
It's just common sense.
Right, because just about it. Let's say it was a fashion designer like Vicky James. So popular, right? And she makes a dress for you. You're not going to ask if you want to tag her
or
versus, you know, paying her. Of course, you're going to pay her and you're going to tag her. In fact, you're going to want to tag her, right? So yeah. I guess it goes back to like make a name for yourself. So all this rubbish.
But how will she make a name when she's being left out to stuff like this?
Well, then she should have demanded it from the beginning. Like, I want to get my payments and you can still tag me. Not say, mm-hmm. Don't tag me, I just want payments. And then come back and cry. I think there's just a whole disagreement with the whole thing. So anyways, we don't know the whole story, right? If you want more about it, go and find it on social media.
And go and look for it, search.
Okay, another thing I want to talk about is Bridgerton.
I did not watch Bridgerton. Yes.
You shook me just now. You didn't watch Bridgerton?
Sorry, I did not.
Why?
You know,
are you
me.
A Bridgerton fan?
No, you've asked me this question before,
and every time I get surprised,
and yet you will still ask me the same question.
Why don't you watch Bridgerton?
I don't like Bridgerton.
Why?
It makes me
what
sleep.
About Queen Charlotte?
None of them, it's too royal. I will sleep off,
really. Sleep oh my gosh,
because you know, I'm not the movie person,
yeah.
So if you play some, I'm just going to sleep,
but not Bridgerton. Now, how am I supposed to give you this gist? How am I supposed to talk about this stuff, all this stuff now?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, if you haven't watched Bridgerton, go and watch it. It's out.
Speak to me directly.
Go and watch Bridgerton.
Speak to me directly.
I love Bridgerton. I love the whole story. I love Queen Charlotte. I love everything. Like, I just, I'm a fan of, like, you know, royaldom and kingdom or whatever thing like that. Just really, and the love story to join with it. It's beautiful.
She's a lover girl.
I'm a lover girl. So yeah. Anyways,
that's
what friends
between both of us.
Yep.
Hardcore.
Yeah, like violence, but
yeah.
You like all these
jam. Peace.
I go dagger, I'm stabber.
I go
Oh, another thing we should talk about. Oh my god, before we get bruh, it's a lot of catch up.
I know.
There's this thing that Idi Kabasa did. You know Idi Kabasa, right? Where he brought some of his old songs and then reimagined them, right? And like he put new artists and everything on the songs, and they're a vibe, right? But there's one particular one, Olu Feel Me Yo.
I just knew that was where you were going.
Right. So the people have been talking about the fact that
I just knew that was where you were going.
Olu Feel Me, right? They put Odumodu Black. First of all,
what is Odumodu Black doing in that song?
People were like,
of all people,
forget it. Like Odumodu Black can.
I would rather they even put P Square. But to be honest,
they're OGs now.
I don't care.
We wanted new
beats. Even Rema. I would have preferred Rema.
Oh my god, Rema would have been. You know who they said would have been nice?
Omale.
Omale.
Even though that word is. We are sad, but still.
Omale is depressed. I'm sorry.
I would rather the depression.
But you know what people said? People said you could have put Johnny Drill. Somebody loved.
Thank you.
So anyway, so Odumodu Black.
Even if it's not jazz itself.
Abi. Just put something.
Oh my god.
Odumodu Black basically went.
I know.
For real, right? Bruh, if you guys haven't heard that song, Don't you go and listen. No, let them go and listen. Basically, Otumoju Black went on there and was talking about my love is like a Shango, a Starbomb, a Dabagram. We're like,
if you know you love Olufemi, the song, don't just keep listening to the old one.
No, don't say that. I actually enjoyed it. The only part I didn't like was the Otumoju part. I was just like,
normally I don't like that guy.
But what? You don't like Otumoju Black?
The same way I don't like this song. Oh my God, what's that song?
Is it by him?
I think so. If she know, Ugo's
something Amber Charlie Poppy song. Yeah, I think
I'm like,
some people love it. Some people actually love toxic love like that. Like, so they like, yeah, stop me, Takaram. I'm just saying. Anyways, kudos to Idi Kabasa. Thank you so much for bringing back an OG song. But please, can you do a
remix and remove...
And remove Otumoju Black and put someone, maybe like Rikasani, or put like Johnny Drill, somebody that actually can sing love.
I would rather, you know, touch my heart. Comes and tell us the game broke his heart.
Yeah. Oh, you know what would be nice? If we actually have one Otumoju song, Otumoju Black song, where he's actually crying about, like, you know, somebody broke
his heart. It's not going to happen.
Like, hard guy. Somebody it finally broke his heart. That would be so cool.
It's okay. Not going to happen. Just forget
anyways,
about it.
Anyways, continue to do. They did one for Nice, too. One Nice song, too. But anyway, I can't wait to see more. All right. I think we've just been...
I think we have been running around to not say...
I'm excited to be back.
A lot we need to talk about. Like, a lot of catching up. So, if we're ranting, just enjoy us like that.
Yep. All right. So, let's dive into today's business, right?
Yeah.
You have called us and we have answered some of dilemmas that you guys sent us. We're going to be reading a couple. Here. Like Gabby said, it's a lot, but are we ready? Let's fan our Zell first. All right, Gabby, you want to go first or no, want me to go first?
No, you go first though.
All right, so dilemma number one. So over here it says, my wife has a higher sex drive than me, where I am good with just having sex 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. My wife doesn't mind to have sex 6 to 7 times a week. You know what is funny? Last episode, our last season.
Wait, wait, before you even finish. All those people that came for me, you know, people literally privately messaged me.
Like, what's going on?
Telling me who that 3-4 times. I'm like,
well, now you have seen your leader. This person likes to have sex 6 or 7 times a week. Well,
anyways, that's every day in a week now.
Actually, on a more serious note, I actually like to know what these people are on. Like, how do you get that libido drive?
Some people just have a high sex drive.
That's amazing.
It's just natural for them.
Okay, so anyways, so she doesn't mind having sex 6 to 7 times a week, right? Mm-hmm. I came home early one day and found a sex toy in one of our drawers.
I drink to that.
When I asked her about it, she said that it helps her to fill in for me when my libido is low.
I know.
Should I be comfortable with my partner using sex toys on themselves without letting me know?
I don't see anything wrong.
Okay.
Personally.
You don't see anything wrong with what exactly?
I don't see anything wrong if your partner decides to use sex toy. The only time I see something wrong is if there is no conversation about it prior.
There's no agreement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you guys talk about it, like, for example, some men, like, probably is a guy, he's probably busy, he doesn't have enough, like, his sex drive compared to his wife's is different.
So why do you think that is, first of all, too? Do you think it's because he's working, doesn't have time to think of sex or whatever?
There is that, and probably that's who he is. Because he didn't say the wife is not working.
Exactly.
That's just who he is. He just is not that kind of person, right? He's not as freaky as his wife. So I feel they should have had a conversation about it. Mm-hmm. He should be in agreement with, okay, babe, instead of you going out to cheat, because I've told somebody before, I would rather a single girl, have a sex toy than just go around, I'm sleeping up and down.
So my thing is, it's not like I have anything against sex toys, right? But it goes back to what you said. If there were no conversations, there was no communication around that topic, mm-hmm. what if he doesn't even like that at all?
A lot of African men don't.
Right? I mean, I don't know if this person is African
or not.
But
I'm just speaking for Africans. A lot of African mm-hmm. men don't like it.
Right, so imagine if I don't like it as a man. I don't personally like it. This is not even about me. I don't like it that you are using it without telling me. I'm saying I don't even like the idea of sex toying mm-hmm. entirely. And then you're doing it. If, to me, it kind of feels like betrayal.
It does. In a way, like, that's why I said I feel there should have been a conversation around it. Mm-hmm. They should have had an agreement. Okay, how can we compromise?
Yeah.
What is the stage where we're like, okay, since this is what you want. And again, in your dating stage, that's when you should have conversations like this.
Right.
You should know that this woman and my, we, it no match. Let me go and look for the one that match with me.
So this person, maybe they have a lot of money. Because in my head, I'm thinking for the woman as well. Like, mm-hmm. if you already know, like you said, while you guys were dating before marriage or something, you already know that this guy does not satisfy you, mm-hmm. right?
Why marry him? Exactly. You know? So the problem started from their dating.
Hey, it's not. Child. Maybe he has money, like I said. Maybe he's like, he's servicing us and satisfying her in another way.
And then
she's just like, okay, I will just like cry inside a Rolls Royce. Or something.
I hate that mentality, though.
I'm just thinking. But anyways, what you should... I don't think you should be comfortable, personally, with the fact that your partner is having that toy, mm-hmm. you know, those toys in their house and using it on themselves without letting you know. I think that now that it has happened, it happened, I think you guys should sit down and have a conversation about it.
I wonder how long it has been there, though.
I know. So in my head, I'm like, did she forget to hide it? Maybe she's been hiding it, and then maybe one day she just forgot to hide it. You know, that kind of vibe. But anyways, now that it has happened, right? Just, I would say be a man and sit her down and talk to her. Like, what is she lacking? What is she missing? Is there something, like you said, that we can compromise on? Mm-hmm. And if it's something that you don't have a problem with, like as I was saying, maybe he doesn't have a problem with his sex mm-hmm. toys, then maybe start finding ways to do it together. I don't know. Like, you know, instead of doing it alone, yourself without my knowledge, let's figure out how to do it together, you know. But I don't know, I'm just saying, like, at least chat, talk to each other, you know.
I feel communication is the problem here. Talk to yourself,
and first of all, why are you even hiding stuff from your partner?
Like I said, I think communication is the problem here.
Like, I feel like if, unless maybe she has talked about it over and over and he has not done anything about it, and she just said, okay, you know what?
Let me take matters into my hands,
exactly, and just decided to do it herself. So if that's the case whereby she's been talking to you, mm-hmm. you two, you need to listen, and you need to sit down,
yep.
not just talk, but listen to her.
If they haven't talking about it, I don't think he should be mad.
Right, exactly.
He shouldn't be angry because, like, it's not a surprise. You already know.
That's actually a good point. Like, yeah, why are you mad? Why are you angry? I've said it over and over and over.
You would rather
that than for her to go and cheat.
Yeah.
So, right?
Yeah, I would rather that. So you should be happy that she's not cheating.
Forgive all of us, man, because this is delicate.
All right, number two.
I smiled already today. What's coming up next? Okay.
All right. My husband is overjoyed for our pregnancy. Well, congratulations.
Okay, congrats.
First of all.
Congratulations.
Please help us send us back a message. Is it a boy or a girl?
You want to be involved?
I want to know. But okay. Let me start again. My husband is overjoyed for our pregnancy, majorly because he insists I get the husband stitch.
What's husband's? Okay.
Well. After childbirth. He has expressed this over and over again, and I always just laughed it off with him. Do you think I need to tell him that's not happening or keep shunning him to the day? Keep whining him to the day
of birth. Yeah. So first of all, I guess my question was husband's stitch.
So husband's stitch is, to my own little knowledge, I might be wrong, mm-hmm. but I think I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman does vaginal birth, mm-hmm. sometimes if the baby is a certain size, the woman tears while the baby is coming out.
Okay.
So they stitch her back.
As by usual.
Yeah. But they can either stitch her back to the way she was or make it tighter. So the husband's stitch is the making it tighter.
To what? So that's is tighter when he has sex. That's what...
is your realization for me? You should have seen your face. Yeah.
That is selfish. So his major goal is that they should stitch things back.
Exactly.
So that she becomes what, a virgin again?
No, I'm not necessarily a virgin, but like, you know, some men think that, one thing some men need to understand, the lady's part can expand and go back.
It can, what's the word for it now?
It's like rubber stretch and then, you know,
collapse
back to the way it was. But some men don't think, they feel because a whole human has come out of that place is now wider.
Bruh, the fact that you're thinking, but then again, you know, I was going to say something, but then I remembered, isn't that the same thing as having a baby makeover or a mommy makeover?
Mommy makeover is more like the body.
Isn't that the same thing?
Like, there's nothing wrong down there. There's nothing, it didn't expand.
It's like you want, it's like you want to snatch back in a way.
That's what I'm saying. And that place will snatch back to the way the woman is supposed to be.
First of all, who even brought this idea?
This husband
stitch.
I have no idea.
Who brought it out?
But this is not the first time I'm hearing this, though. Yeah. This is not the first time.
Husbands, you're the people who should not give yourself brains, please. What? For me, I think that is selfish. It I'm is. Not going to lie.
Because there's a difference if he's just happy because, like, oh, they're having a baby.
Right.
But, like, he's happy, yes, they're having a baby, but just because he knows that now he can get the husband stitch, which means he's trying to tell her that down there she's not tight enough. That's the way
down
I see it.
Down there she's a boho.
That's my own, that's how I say it, which is so wrong.
Sorry, that's too funny. That is so weird.
It's not funny.
He probably...
I don't know why you're laughing.
It's a sensitive matter.
Bruh, you're evil.
I don't... Bruh, I can't. I really can't. So... when you said that, it means that she was not tied down there before. And you probably didn't know how to say it. So now...
It's like... opportunity come but what once. Let me, but it makes to me that's been selfish.
That is just evil. I'm not gonna lie, that is just evil.
The question she asks is, she should keep whining him? Don't
no
whining
I don't
him.
Think you should whine
just
him. I think
tell
just,
him straight. Yes. Tell him your mind right now.
Yes, just
so
tell
he
him
knows,
my dear, stop,
because you
this
know
there's
some
rubbish
that some things might happen in the labor room and then the husband needs to make a decision.
That's so true. Because sometimes she might not even be aware, you know, enough to make enough that decision at that point.
The husband so my can dear, sleep and tell them they should. So tell him now you don't want it.
Yes.
And if you are in a, because I don't even know where this person is, but if you're in America,
okay,
you have, there's something called bed plan where you take to the hospital.
Okay.
You can write it in your bed plan and tell them, this is what you want in case you tear.
Wait, you write it down, I don't want husband stitch.
Yes. You can write it down that this is, don't listen to my husband.
Wait,
this is
what if
I want.
The providers don't even know what that is? Or
when
would
you
they know?
You can talk to your nurse.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah, just talk to your nurse and hopefully your nurse can, because they're supposed to advocate for the patient.
Yeah.
Hopefully they do that for you.
Okay, so I guess, so to me, on a more serious note, right, I think that the fact that this husband, your husband, is more concerned about what he would gain from your childbirth experience.
Be scared of that.
Aside
man.
From the child, I think it's very scary.
Yeah.
You know,
be scared
I think
of
it's
that
very
man.
It's very, very selfish in a way. Because he should be more concerned about, you know, oh
my
hey,
wife
well,
needs
we want
to
have
to
a
be
child.
Alive.
Yeah. You know?
To take care of this child, my child and my wife needs to come out
oh,
safe.
That's a good point. So are there complications? Do you know if there are complications to that?
No,
is that a procedure?
No, it's not a procedure. There's no complication at all. Because, like I said, some women, like a woman who gives birth sometimes, like an 8-pound baby, for example, the baby is big. There's a limit the woman area
can
expand to. So that process of expanding is what tears her, because the skin there is soft as well.
So when she tears,
because naturally
Gabby
stitches
has,
back.
Okay, Gabby, you have more experience in at this than I do. Mm-hmm. So they naturally stitch it back.
Stitch
so
it
now
back,
you're just
yes.
saying go extra centimeter.
Extra, exactly. Extra length higher. You are annoying. You are annoying. You are so annoying.
I cannot. I can't. Bruh, if that's the goal, if that's your end game as a husband, you
it's
have
sad.
To go for therapy,
it
man.
It really is sad. Be careful with that man. That's my own advice, because that's really sad.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that is concern about? No, come on. You can do better.
Yeah. But no, to answer your question, please talk to him immediately.
Whine him, don't beat around the bush.
Another thing is, why do we always, well, not everybody, but some people, you laugh when you're supposed to be stern. Like, be assertive. Yeah. I don't want it. Simple. Mm-hmm. And don't just laugh it up like, oh, hello, well. No, it's not funny. I don't want it. You know, I just call a spade a spade. Okay. But yeah, that's our answer for that. Next one is, my husband is in the military my husband is in the military and always traveling for work. Mm-hmm. I recently got in contact with my first love.
Voila.
I recently got in contact with my first love.
Let me do that macaroni stuff.
You need a glasses. I need some shades. I need to remove. It said, okay, wait. So my husband is in the military and always traveling for work. I recently got in contact with my first love through our school's WhatsApp group chat. We have been talking and spending time with each other, and if I'm honest, feelings have started growing back.
Yes, kele baby.
See you later, baby. Wait. So one day, he invited me over to his house for lunch. Mm-hmm. I felt it was safe since it was lunch.
You went to his house.
She said, I felt it was safe since it was lunch, so I agreed.
What happened to Mr. Biggs?
Public place. He said, after spending hours together. After spending hours together, we had sex on the sofa. After spending hours together, we had sex on the sofa. The guilt of this made me stop talking to him. Oh, JB, I'm sorry. The guilt of this
continue.
Made me stop talking to him for days. Few weeks after, I discovered he infected me with an STI.
Gabby, this is not even funny.
Like, what the?
I should not laugh. Okay. Stop laughing because
I discovered he infected me with an STI. My husband finishes his deployment in few weeks and will be back home. And we'll be back home soon. And I'm hoping that no, I cannot read again. My husband finishes his deployment in few weeks and will be back home soon. And I'm hoping to have gotten all my treatment and be healed by then. Knowing who I am, I know the guilt will keep haunting me. Please, ladies, should I tell my husband or should I not? I don't want to ruin my marriage. This is so sad. I'm not even gonna lie. This is not a funny one for me.
Your husband is saving the nation. First of all, your husband is saving the nation. You're saving what? You shouldn't be laughing. You
know, if I'm laughing like this,
they'll stop sending us this. Let's not laugh.
Oh my goodness.
Sweetheart.
Your husband is saving the nation, Luto.
Sweetheart.
For real.
You did not try. You are the reason why they used to say women are scum. You did not try.
Wait, first of all, I think the first problem here is, why did you encourage that communication with your first love? Why did you continue the conversation with him? One.
And why did you have to go to his house? Like I said, there's Mr. Biggs. Tantalizer is there.
And so what if it was lunch? Bruh, even
you
if it was
lunch.
She was probably thinking like it's daytime.
It'd be more reason why you should lunch outside. Look cute and take pictures outside.
Damn.
Lunch outside.
They had sex on the sofa. I was the sex.
Because if they were out. Oh, serious.
I would like to know, first of all.
I think, first of all, she deserved what she got.
The STI part? Yeah. Because that's the thing about what we don't understand sometimes is somebody that you haven't seen in forever, you don't even know the kind of life they now live. You don't know how, like, you know, and it's probably a very, you know, suave kind of guy.
For him to,
you know. For you to be bringing back feelings. Because, to be honest.
So, my question for her now is, now that you have done it with your so-called first love, are you happy? Do you feel satisfied? Do you feel fulfilled?
She's obviously not going to be happy. I don't think
she's
going to be
happy. So, what was the point?
Because now she says she stopped talking to him. I mean, of course, better. That's at least step number one. stop talking to that guy. Like,
you see, when I said
delete him, block him, dagger him, stab him, everything. Not stab him, but you know what I'm saying? Just
don't listen to
him. Don't talk to him again. Like, just leave him.
You see, when I say that, it's better for the woman to just go and use the sex toy.
I know, right? Back to that story. In a way, it's kind of even better. Because, okay, yes, your husband has been traveling for work. Like, yeah, maybe on deployment or something, right? Like, in a way, it's better you just... And please not yourself. Give room for and this.
Exactly.
Because this is so sad. And because now you've gotten an STI.
Because what if, God forbid, she didn't get to find out early and then I gave it to the husband?
After saving the nation.
Is the after saving the nation?
Oh my God. First of
it
all.
It will come up to be unsaved. They...
War did not injure this man. You want to injure him. Ah! You are a bad person. I'm sorry, ma. But
nah, you don't try. You don't
try. First of all, thank you for your service, her husband. I think that now that she has done it, and with the hope. But she said that she would have gotten her treatment hopefully completed.
Hopefully.
Should she then open up?
I feel she should.
That might ruin them now.
I still think she should.
Like, why I'm saving
because
the nation?
Because what if me, I'm just being dramatical. I'm just adding extra vavavoom. What if the so-called ex now has pictures of them together?
Hey! That one is, I think you have been deep. Let's hope he's a reasonable person. But then again, how can
he
be reasonable?
Do you think he's a reasonable
with
person?
With this infection thing, Seth. I don't know.
Exactly. So what if, you know?
I personally think that if she can hide this, she should just hide it.
Tell your husband.
Or, you know what? You know your husband best. This is another idea. You know your husband best. You probably know what he can handle and what he cannot handle. Mm-hmm. If you think that he can forgive you after telling this to him, maybe tell him. But if you know your heart of heart that your husband can never forgive you, would you still tell him?
I think she should. Because if the husband said, okay, you have done this, I don't want to do it again. It saves her too. She should go and find a man that is available. Because some women are fine with their husband being in the niche and they will never cheat on him.
So you're saying that whether they catch themselves now or later, it's still going to happen at some point. Try.
Because the husband might go again for another 6 months. You don't know what's going to happen. This time around, she might just be more protective of herself.
Try.
So just tell him.
So ma, sis, auntie, Gabby, according to her truthfulness,
is the best.
We think you should tell her. We should tell him, honestly. Let's sit him down and apologize. And hopefully treat yourself before having sex with your husband.
But if they are not doing... If they are family doctor, and maybe the family doctor is the friend to the husband.
You should write a script at this point. You should legit write a movie.
I'm giving different scenarios that could happen.
I don't know. So honestly, I think it goes back to what you said. You already know that you're not comfortable with him traveling every time. And I know in the military, you could travel with him, you know? I mean, unless that's...
Maybe they have kids.
Yeah,
and in some cases
you can't. Yeah. Ugh, this is so sad. Yeah, yes. I think treat your STI and talk to your husband about it. Be honest with each other.
Please, I don't give him.
Yeah, I mean, treat yourself before you know,
make sure
love.
You test negative before you give it to him, please.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Because he's saving the country.
I agree.
But that is, we don't know what country you are,
yeah.
But he's just saving that country.
I think it's in the U. I think this is a U.S. military guy.
Yeah. So please.
Sad. Yeah.
But I've just gone to Chick-fil-A now.
Bruh, you could have gone to so many places. Like you said, you could have just... Oh, it's lunch. We could just have a restaurant.
Cook the jollof rice and go picnic.
So for me too, it's about, like I said before, why are you even encouraging that conversation? Sir,
school group chat, WhatsApp.
You see why it's group chat, it should just stay in that group chat. Those group chats, Steph, what is their use?
I mean, so unite with your secondary school.
Well, you're right. Sometimes it's good, but like in this case, they could have just, contained their conversation within
and she
that.
She couldn't hold herself.
Okay.
But she was probably lacking something that she thought. And some people don't know how to get over their first love.
That is another reason why you should not let that conversation pass.
She won't know until she entered the cologne now.
Hey. Because, bruh, the fact that you're already opening up to him, he now feels like, let's go on a date or lunch, let's, sit together.
And
you're already encouraging
first love to, does she know that she's married?
I don't know. This guy seems like a swabby guy. For him to have infection, it could be like...
And maybe he didn't know too.
He probably knows. He probably knows and didn't care.
He probably knows and didn't care. I hope you have told him so that I'm not going to give another person.
oh, you know, you mean know that he has an STI? So maybe he's just hopping around.
He's just spreading it.
I don't know.
Also tell him.
I thought you meant like, does he know that she's married?
There's that too. And then there's the infection part.
Well, tell him to like, hey, you infected me.
Yeah, so
I know you don't want to talk about it or talk to him, but still talk about it. Yeah, you're right.
God forbid now, your sister might be the next person.
Gabby needs to write a script. Like, you need to write a movie because this is crazy. What? All right, that's our answer for you. Please treat yourself. Talk to the guy, your first love, about it. Let him know that this is what he has and he has infected you. And hopefully, once you're healed, when your husband gets back, talk to him. Be honest with him as well.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't have sex with your husband without letting him know.
Unless you don't care about that man. Unless you really don't love him. But I think, judging from what you wrote, it seems like you care a little bit, you know, about him. So, yeah. Okay, what's our next one?
So, this one is quite long.
Okay, let's read it.
So you people will chill. Mm-hmm. Take popcorn and juice. Okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
Thanks very much. My husband takes up all the financial responsibilities of our household. Okay? As in...
What's that?
You should take your popcorn and juice. Drink water if you need to. Because this is Lenten.
Is it as long as it's jar juicy?
Maybe it's me that right. Is it not me that they send this one to? So realize.
Okay, let's hear.
Realize. My husband takes up all the financial responsibilities of our household as he instructed me to stop working when we got married. He financially supports my family as well. As he decided that he also sends my siblings to school. A great man.
Nice guy.
He's a good guy. He's nice. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. My husband makes a lot of money, of course.
It's how she's reacting as she's...
It's how you're reacting as you're saying it.
I mean, if he not make a lot of money, he's not... Why will he financially support the family? My husband makes a lot of money as a tech boss. Oh, shame.
Hey, tech guys out there.
Speaking of it, I didn't release Bobrisky. I'm sorry to divert. Let's go. One day...
I cannot. Okay.
I'm sorry. One day my mom came visiting and my mom has always been against me being a full-time housewife.
Okay.
And told my husband to start a business for me, which my husband does not like the idea. He always gets angry anytime my mom brings it up. One day they got into an argument with your mommy about it and my husband slapped. One day they got into an argument about it and my husband slapped her husband slapped her mother.
The marriage don't over.
What should I do?
She's asking us
what should I do?
Sis, you're asking us what you should do.
Bam.
First of all, the question I have, did you slap the husband back?
Did your mom slap the husband back, first of all?
Like, I'm sorry, I can't comprehend.
You know what? That I actually saw a video of something like this on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
So husband be slapping with mother-in-laws anyhow.
I guess.
Wait.
But it wasn't like I she have just a said it that, oh, what would you do? Somebody asked, like, what would you do if I your husband I have a slapped
question.
Your mom?
I have a question. I have a legit question. Please, what kind of husband are you marrying? What happened? What led to that? What could bring about that?
I feel he's a narcissist. Just say it's cloaky because there's nothing wrong. Why are you so angry that your mother-in-law is telling you to start up a business?
He definitely has.
He wants that control. Traits. Yes. Yeah. He wants to have that control over her and her family.
You have graduated because now you don't even only want control over her. You want control over our family.
Over our family,
like,
yes.
What is so wrong with her mom because telling you to set up a business?
Like, why
for
are
her?
You? Why did you get that? Except she's not telling us something. But why did you get that angry? Or why are you always that angry when they bring up that topic? There's nothing wrong if your wife is financially independent. You can still be taking care of the home.
I'm sorry. The one that is really, really pissing me off right
now.
It's
the slap.
It's not even the slap. I'm sorry. It's the fact that this auntie is asking us what to do.
She loves her husband now. See, love is... Do you remember this man said it? Love is a beautiful thing. Don Jazzy again.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. You love your husband, but he slapped your mom.
To become
Wait,
one.
So to tell you that, if she he can slap...
family to be his.
Hey, yeah. That one too, dear. But tell me, if he can slap his mom, then how many has he slapped her?
I'm sorry. If he can slap his mom, she's receiving beating. Yeah.
So my sister, what she should do?
Pack your load.
I will say you should run for your
life.
And
again, she might not want to leave because, like she said, he's supporting her siblings in school.
So okay, that's another thing why we need to educate women on making money for themselves.
The man doesn't want her to work. No, she was obviously working before he came.
Do you think it's a red flag when you start getting a man that will say that to you?
It depends. If the man is okay with me, like maybe working from home or starting up a business, something to do. That's
just
fine.
Like what she was asking
because
for.
Because a lot of African men love to, like, don't stress yourself.
Not a lot of them. Some of them.
Some of them.
And I don't even think it's just Africa. Some men.
So let me use men. Some men would be like, my wife is the princess. She's bringing a lot to the table. I make enough money for both of us.
What do you bring to the table?
I bring myself. My life.
My dear, don't bring yourself alone. I don't support that knowledge. That's a topic for another day.
But yo, anyways, let's...
Yeah, that's a topic for another day.
So, okay. Some men... My wife, she's taking care of the home. I just need you to take care of the home, take care of the children. But where I have a problem is if, because sometimes you get bored of doing the same routine.
Right. And do
you
nothing.
You want to be able to make some money for yourself.
Right.
The man might not, he may not need your money. You may not even have to spend the money for the home. It may just be for you. Even the one for yourself, you may not literally, because he probably pays you every month. But if you are not telling him that, okay, babe, I'm getting bored. I want to start up something. And he's angry about it. Then that's the red flag.
Yeah. I think, okay, I get your point now. So it's not about, a man saying, I don't want you to work. Okay, don't work. But then if he's doing everything in his means to say, don't work. Not even don't work. Don't bring in any money. Don't have money for yourself. Don't support your family. Because my thing about that is, yes, you don't want me to work. Are you going to support my family? Clearly, he's supporting his family, her family as well, which is good. But in a situation whereby you don't even want her to have a business, if it's something that now she wants and you're still saying no.
And you're still saying no, it's then like, that is where...
To the point of slapping is a mom. Like, that is just next level rude.
Because the mom probably has been seeing stuffs and is like, this girl needs to start up something. I don't want her to be a full-time housewife.
You know, so for me, this is a very sensitive situation for me. When I think about it in the aspect of this mom probably knows the kind of investment they have invested in their daughter. Like, bruh, you probably went to a good school. We sent you abroad. I'm just trying to say.
And again, another
and
thing
And then
is,
you come sit at a husband's house. Thing is,
there's a period of time, like, especially some mothers in the diaspora, there's a period of time where you can stay at home. Because, like I said, in this country that we are, daycare money is not cheap.
No. If it's
so
about...
So where I'm trying to go to is like, there's a period where, okay, I agree. I will stay home until the child is what? 5 years old. Right? Until our children start regular school. And after then, I want to go back to work.
So the question is, do they have kids?
Do they have kids?
Are they done having babies?
My issue with this story is the fact that he gets upset every time they bring up the fact that she wants to be financially independent. That's my problem.
I think it's a red flag. It's a huge red flag. And I know some people will be like, and yes, she's now married. Why does her mom have to come into their marital conversation and all that? I mean, that's her child conversation. I'm like, okay, so if you're now married, does that mean that you are no longer their child?
Because I'm pretty sure mom will have a say.
Right. Yes, I don't know what could have led to, what could have been said in their conversation. But I know for a fact that no matter what, I still don't believe that it would warrant you slapping your mother-in-law. Yeah. That is just the highest level of
for
disrespect.
Him to have the mind to slap your mom,
right? He has anger issues.
She's receiving beating.
Yeah, he has. He probably has anger issues, yeah, she's receiving and beating. he cannot control himself when he's angry.
Yeah.
And if he can do that to your mom, he probably would do worse to you, or probably he's already doing it. And my sister,
for him to have the mind to beat save your yourself. Mom,
yeah,
he's already doing it. Yeah.
So my answer to that is, you need to save yourself. You need to first save yourself. You know, don't condone domestic violence. If it's something that is happening, my dear, even if it's not happening now, best believe it's going to happen, because he has slapped your mother. The fact that he could, he has the potential. Mom. But if he now says, mommy, I'm sorry, I don't know when they happened, blah, blah, blah. And he's apologizing, call, and maybe, okay, they parried, they've gone to family
I'm
and whatever.
I'm sorry, what kind of heated argument would get to the point of you slapping an elderly woman?
He was probably drunk, man, because I don't know.
Like, there's if he's the brother, the girl's brother, it's a different thing. Angry.
Yeah.
This is an elderly mom. Her mom.
That's the highest level of disrespect. I'm sorry. Hey. That's too much. That is him basically washing your whole family.
For what exactly? It's not like the mom is trying to put them asunder.
Maybe that's what she's coming into their mix.
Which coming to be stupid mix? That the mom is not much. Trying to bring another man for the girl. All she's saying is, I want you to open a business for my child. Why are you so angry?
Even if she was trying to set her daughter up with another man, you still should not slap
her. I'm just saying, like, why? How would? At what point did the anger get to that point that you were slapping the mom?
It's just insane. So I would say, my dear, forgive him, you know, but it's either you take caution or you run for your life immediately.
I don't know if you should forgive him.
Well, it's good to forgive. That's my thing. The Christian in me would say, forgive him. The forgiveness is not really for him. It's for you to just be free.
But take your time to heal.
But I don't, I don't know. I don't know if you should stay. So whatever works for your family.
Because, bruh, that's my mother. Are you joking?
It is a dicey one. I'm sorry. It's a lot. Okay. Let's quickly go through my last one. So I told my... are you ready? I'm rushing through it. Okay, ready? Let's not rush this one. Okay. All right. So let's go into the next one. So it says... I told my fiancé I was a virgin. Mm-hmm. And we have decided to stay celibate till our wedding day.
Okay.
Good for you. I'm very excited about this decision, as that's what I have prayed for in a man. Very good for you. One day, I went to my fiancé's village for the first time for their big daddy's 80th birthday.
Okay.
And met one of his cousins, who happened to be my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Whom I have had sex with multiple times.
She's not a virgin.
Do I come clean to my fiancé or hope that his cousin will never mention anything about me? My sisters, how dick. What is happening now?
I'm just sad because we are over here. I used to say men are scum. Men haba.
No, we got to brew them. We got to make them better, man. We got to make these women better.
Haba.
What's happening? First of all, why lie to your fiancé that you're a virgin? Is it the thing that you said will happen when you contrast back? To not mandate you to act like you're a virgin.
Oh,
what is the
God.
End goal? Is he a pastor? Is he a is he something religious? Like, why do you think it's necessary for you to tell him that you're a virgin in the first place?
If you want to be celibate, right? There's a difference.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just that, okay, I want to be celibate,
which
I feel good for you, right? But why lie?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it makes no sense to me.
Why lie?
It actually makes no sense to me. Unless I've said it. Unless maybe, it's a religious thing. It's a cultural thing.
Even if the man is a pastor, right? Why lie?
There's still no reason to lie. I'm sorry.
Why lie?
So now...
Because the day he's going to penetrate, he's going to know.
Is the guy a virgin too?
That's true. Share you, please. Send us.
Why is it so important that you are a virgin? Why is it so important that you are a virgin and not him? I don't get it. Like, well, I think we need backstory to this. But now that you have met his cousin.
Well, sweetheart, karma is a what?
It's a B.
is a baby.
It's coming back to bite you.
Hey, I don't know. I think, honestly, tell your boyfriend or your fiance now about him immediately. Like, hey, you know, I dated your cousin and we've had sex. What? I thought you were virgin. Did I say I was virgin? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Have a conversation at some point and let him know. Be honest, because trust me, that cousin might either end up telling him straight up, mm-hmm. you know, to have his cousin's back, or continue to blackmail you with that fact.
Yep.
And which one would you prefer? So please.
Exactly. Which one would you prefer?
Mm-hmm. So I would say, come clean. I'll be a Gabby. What do you think?
Yeah. So me at this time, I don't want to talk too much because first of all, you didn't need to lie.
You really didn't need to lie. There was no point.
Need, yeah. There why was no tell need
him?
For the lie.
Well, unless maybe write back to us and tell us why you told him
there's
that
no
you
need.
Were a virgin.
I don't, I'm sorry. I don't see any reason why.
No, I'm actually very interested because it could
I
be.
I mean, you can tell us the reason why you decided to lie, but I still, for that particular thing.
You're saying that there's absolutely
no reason.
Need.
There's no
there's
reason.
There's nothing that can tell you. You know, oh, like, because of this. What if it was a prince? I'm just giving you your scenario. What if it was a prince and, you know, like, he has to marry a virgin and she really loves him?
If he's yours, he's yours. You didn't need to lie. Mm,
that's true. True that. Okay.
You didn't need to lie to
You're
me.
Very right. If it's so. Yours, it's yours. There was no need to lie. And now that you've lied, you know, that's to keep the lie from, you know, growing. Just tell him about his cousin and let him know
because
that you're actually not a virgin.
If she didn't lie, I don't think she would have asked us this question.
Yeah, because it would have been awkward that, oh, I dated his
cousin. Okay, yes.
But it
on.
Wouldn't be like, oh, a
I
big
think the,
deal.
Exactly. The more reason why she's scared or uncomfortable is the lie.
Yeah.
It's not that she dated the cousin.
And you know what they say about lie? If you tell a lie now,
you have to tell another one.
Like to cover it. Mm-hmm. Tell another to cover it, cover it, cover it. So just, my dear.
Just tell him the truth.
Save yourself
if
now.
He decides that, okay, that's it, fine.
Yeah,
just know that your next relationship don't lie.
Just sad. Say the truth. If he can't forgive you, you know, just say the truth.
Imagine if they were now married already.
But they have, bruv. I guess fiancés
are not
married yet.
Nights, they will not, or the wedding they gang and ask the cousin.
Hey, at that point, I guess she would have gotten what she wanted, which is to marry him. Because I don't know what the end goal is to this lie. I'm sorry, I still go back to that. All right, so yeah, please come out clean to him.
Yep, just tell him.
Yeah, okay.
Even though the cousin will.
Yeah, yeah. Or do worse things to him.
Yep. Yeah. All right, this is my final one.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
He's gay. You like problems. See the way you're happy.
I'm excited, actually.
See the way you're happy. All right. My boyfriend, whom my best friend vouched for me to date, slept with my best friend.
So I'm sorry.
My boyfriend, whom my best friend vouched for me to date.
Okay.
Slept with my best friend. So the best friend that is vouching, the boyfriend and the best friend already slept together.
What?
That's what it means. And had a child together. Your chest, drink water. And had a child together. They kept it from me and only revealed it on our proposal day.
What?
The day the guy was going to say, will you marry me? I also found out that I am pregnant with his child. You see why I say celibacy is the best? I'm also pregnant with the child and haven't told him yet. Waiting to surprise him after our proposal. Knowing so well how much he wanted a baby together.
Oh God.
What do you think I should do?
Oh my goodness.
I don't even have an answer to this.
Oh one. My goodness. This is so sad. I'm not even, I can't
First
laugh.
Of all, she's not your best friend.
I can't laugh. This is so sad.
She's not your best friend.
She's not your best friend. She's actually very evil. She doesn't have good intentions towards you. Because first of all, if you have good intentions towards this person, why would you introduce that to somebody that you had a child with?
Could have just told her from the very beginning. That this guy is a good guy, but this is our history together. Then it's left for her to know
say
if she
okay.
wants to continue or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Why absolutely. So now, imagine if she even knows this child. Like, oh, my friend's
my
child.
Of course she knows the child. Now, what do you mean? What, imagine if that's her best friend. She knows the child. Child probably is calling her auntie.
Oh, my goodness. The point is, if she met this guy separately from her, it's a different thing. Because you'd be like, oh, I didn't know you guys would meet each other. And now you told her to date him. You vouched for this guy to date him. First of all, why are you? What is it to vouch for him? Because if he's so good, why didn't you marry him? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's such a good person, okay, well, maybe they were not compatible. Oh, some people are good, but not good for me. Yeah, compatible, whatever. But enough for your friend.
Maybe that's not what she like. Maybe, okay, like, that
maybe
one,
the guy now the, likes the girl.
Maybe the best friend, maybe it was just a one-night stand thing, or maybe it was just,
hey.
I don't know. I actually don't have an answer because she's also pregnant.
Oh, I forgot that part. Oh, that makes it even worse. Yeah. That makes it even worse. I'm sorry, but that makes it worse. If she wasn't pregnant, I could have easily just
give him back his ring and
go away from my life, and she could just leave.
But even if she doesn't, she decides that, okay, I'm not going to marry this guy. They still have a child together.
They still have a child together. Now she has to plan a whole life that she never planned for. So what will you do, Gabby?
I don't know.
Will you marry? Will you just go ahead? Because to me, it's not even about the fact that, okay.
Why did you even keep it from me?
Yeah, it's not even about the fact that, oh, you had a child with my best friend. Like, the point is, my best friend not being loyal to me. This is the person you are dating, and you want to get married. You have gotten so serious to the point of I want to marry this person. And you still couldn't be honest with me? Like
what else are you hiding?
What else? It begs that question. Yeah, it begs the question. So I would say, my sister, ask him. What else is he hiding from you? Because there's definitely more. And if he truly does love you, he would never keep that gravity of thing from you. He would never. Forget your friend. Your friend is a betrayer.
Does
forget,
the child
okay, go.
Know? I may have another question for her.
Hey.
Does the child know that is auntie's husband's the father?
My dear.
Is the father?
It's a complicated world. It's a complicated world. My dear, I don't know, because you're right. Let's just imagine, oh, auntie, you're not telling me that my dad is marrying my auntie. I'm just confused. Like, yo, stop. I think the person is this best friend, is the one that is directing all of their lives. And she knew everything from the beginning, and she played those cards in the right places. Well, wrong places. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, now let's just say the guy also knew. They are equally both bad. Both of those people, they are meant for each other.
Yeah, they can legit poison that girl and she will not know.
They could legit kill her, honestly. So, my dear, I would tell you, I'm so sorry that you're pregnant already for him. But the truth is, I don't think that's the man for you. I don't think that man can protect you. Because you need to marry a man that can protect you. Can protect your emotions, your feelings, your well-being, everything. And I don't think that man can protect you. So because he can't protect you, I would say, don't marry him. Honestly, don't marry him. Have your child if you know. I'm not in support of abortion or anything. Have your child, but and pray that, you know, God provides you somebody that is
like this
better
just
than him. It's a good way to just like humble us. Because this,
like,
this
I'm
is not
even
funny.
Laughing again.
This is actually not funny. This is sad. And for your friend, for your best friend, there's no question.
Ex,
in fact,
best friend.
Yeah, ex best friend. Ex are from your life. Like, you don't need people like that.
You don't need people like that.
She should not be anyone's best friend. Because if she's your best friend and she could do that to you, now imagine your acquaintance, people that she's not close to. Of course, she could do worse. You know, it's so sad. Should she keep the child?
Me, I think she should. The child is here. If I'm a strong believer that if a child is not supposed to be here, the child won't be here.
That's deep. See, that's a good perspective to it as well. Yeah. God created that child
for some
a reason.
People will carry the child to a particular period, and then the child will still leave. So if the child is meant to be here, the child will be here.
Yeah.
So just don't be the one. Don't have the child's blood on your hands.
It would be so sad.
It will.
It would be so sad.
Because that child could probably be our next president now. We don't
know. It'll be a glorious child. I'm so sorry that you're going through that, because
you got this. And if you need our help or support, if you need somebody to talk to, we are here.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, being a single parent, bro, it's not easy.
It's not easy. Now, that's what I'm saying. Now she has to figure out a life that she never planned for. you know? And the fact that this dude has been saying, I want a baby together, she's probably so excited to have a baby with him. Yeah. And now this is all is gone in shambles. It's so sad. But yeah, what's your advice? Let's round it off with that.
Just
feel so sad. Yeah, it's a sad story, but my advice, honestly,
I don't want you to if you want to continue the relationship, my dear, go ahead, because there's a child involved. Some people make certain decisions when there's a child involved,
but I don't think that you should marry somebody out of sentiments, though.
Some people do it,
my dear,
but I don't think you should. I think you should distance yourself from both the friend and your fiance, because proposal, there's fiance now. And your fiance, and just go take care of yourself and your child.
My dear, return the ring immediately. Don't even wait. Yeah. Since you found out on that day, don't even wait. And why is she then bringing it up on that
day? On that day.
Why is she bringing it up? So you've had all this while to bring it up. Problem. You never brought it up. All of a sudden, you're seeing that, this thing is looking legit, though. They want to marry. You now brought it up. Like, as in, really? Really?
You couldn't even bring it up after the proposal. It's on the day of the proposal.
It's,
come on.
It's giving devilish. All right. That will be the end of all of our dilemmas.
She told him to send more.
My goodness.
I actually enjoyed this.
Yeah, this was fun. It was like a roller coaster of emotion. Because I was like, okay, happy and then funny and then, you know, sad and angry, you know. Yeah. It was a roller coaster. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, so you guys go to our Instagram on Brain Her Podcast and leave us a DM, write up your story, or go to that same profile and click on our contact list where you see our email and email us your stories, and let's talk about it here and give you our 2 cents. There'll be days where we'll talk about this when we bring a guest, and maybe you will not just hear our opinions, you'll hear a third party opinion as well, and hopefully we can help, you know, lighten up or, you know, bring solutions one way or the other to your dilemma.
And to the people that sent us this one, I hope we're able to answer your question and, you know, give you some form of comfort as well.
Yeah, on a more serious note.
And if you're offended, we laughed. We're sorry.
Sorry. Oh, well, it's been good. It's been good. All right, you guys. This will be the end of our episode. We're back. Go and tell your friend to tell their friend to their friend that Brewing Her Girls are going to go one more back. A friend. Go and tell them that your girls are back on your screen.
And your ears.
Yeah.
And your car.
And everywhere. You know, your radio.
But I seen somebody to answer me this question. Have they released Bob Brisky?
That will be another topic for another day. Okay? You people should please ignore Gabby.
Send me a DM.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. Please, please, please go subscribe to us on YouTube.
And also follow us on Instagram and TikTok. It's very easy. Same name, Brewing Her Podcast.
Yes, exactly. And also listen to us on Spotify or Apple Music or Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Wherever you listen to your podcast on.
We're there for you.
Yeah. Go and tell your friend to tell your friend to tell your friend that we are back. Okay?
We're coming in hot.
Yeah, go and tell them that you're brewing. They can't take us seriously. I'm sure they miss us. Anyways, go and tell them that your Brewing Her Girls are back on your screen. And until next time, we will see you. Remain beautiful.
Ciao.
Bye.